just went for the night. So, you know, I didn't, mother kept asking me about, she wanted to fix something there at the house, and I kept saying no. But, you know, to have a little reception there. But I didn't want it.
And so then it was pretty much typically smaller?
Very small.
How about funerals? Is there a difference between what happened then and what happens now?
Well, yeah. Of course, we had just one funeral home in Roswell, and that was the Roswell Funeral Home, and the on that, and they were very, very understanding to the families and all. But one thing that they'd done there, most everybody was opened, you know. Now we don't view people that much have closed casket.
And a lot of times they carried them home. They didn't leave them at the funeral home. They carried them the body was carried to the house.
Yeah, Grandpa Green was at the house.
Sales mom was there overnight.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
But they didn't, they.
And there's very few people that was buried in crypts then. They was buried in the ground.
And when you were older and living either in Roswell or in Alpharetta with your kids, what types of activities did you participate in then? Did you have jobs or were you active in church groups or in groups here in town?
Yeah. We was active in the church. I carried Ken into church every Sunday just about, and he'd say, "Mother, do I have to go today?" and of course, as they get older, they get away from that and all. But he enjoyed it after you'd get them started, you know. Then they'd have their little birthday parties and all. But they didn't have a lot of activity, you know. Sometimes I think, well, PTA meetings and this and that, you know, oh, how in the world am I going to get around to everything, you know. But if it's like today, we don't have a day, not a day do we have hardly now that we don't have something to do. You know?
I helped with Bible school. I moved I kept my letter here in Roswell. I didn't move it for quite a number of years. And then when Lynn was born, I decided we needed to be a family together. So that's when I moved to Alpharetta, and I helped with, I taught Sunday school some, and I helped with Bible school. And that was, of course, that was just kind of expected then. You know, you have a child, you do things to be with them and see that, you know, things
then
are going.
We'd have the choir, you know, to meet on, was it Friday nights, I think, and we'd enjoy that. And of course, I was like Evelyn, I helped with Bible school and all that and all, but we didn't have a lot like they have now. They have a lot in the church now and all,